And no matter how good you are, things will taper off after that. Either you're getting tired or I just like to go in the door, punch everybody in the face, and then get out right away. You know what I mean? And EPs kind of have a way of doing that.
Problem with this project and that ethos, though, is that like all the sludge bands I've ever heard put out these like 10-minute long songs. They're always these long opuses that go on forever because it's just such a slow tempo, right?
Yeah. Hey, we have an 11-minute song.
There you go. So sludge is like a pretty interesting genre. I grew up with this stuff. I'm originally out from the West Coast. I'm from Portland, Oregon. I grew up just surrounded by people ripping off Kailessa constantly. And I love this stuff for sure, but it's definitely not at like the same kind of peak of popularity as it was maybe a decade ago. So I always find it really interesting the kinds of projects and the kinds of bands that are still trying to push the style forward, be more creative and forward-thinking. What do you think of the state of, you know, sludge metal, this kind of crusty, slower, doomy kind of stuff in 2020?
Well, I think that with us, we don't really like take that approach when we record, because me personally, like, I've never been a huge sludge guy. I've never played in a sludge band. I've always been in like hardcore bands and punk bands. So I don't think about sludge when I'm approaching the songwriting. And I think we all have kind of a different approach on that. Sean and Joey, coming from the Sabatini, I think they might have a more sludgy approach when they're coming into the songs. But yeah, we don't really think about genre or sludge or anything like that. We just want to make like songs that we like to do, man, and rip it up and try to make it unique.
That's a good answer. A lot of people try not to box themselves in, for sure.
Do you know that band Ills from Oregon?
They're good friends of mine. The dude mastered my last record, actually.
Dude, that guy is such a good singer, man. I love that band, man. I just discovered them recently, man.
They're killer. I've been hyping them up for the last year, hoping that they'd get attention, and like the record they just dropped is incredible.
It's amazing, man. It's amazing. I'm really impressed by those guys.
I swear, though, it's crazy. A lot of like what makes good bands that sound like that is 100% just like the tone they get, the way they record it, and like how heavy the drums sound. Like it's almost as if like the riff doesn't matter at a certain point.
Yeah. True, man.
As long as you can play it with that kind of energy.
Yeah, that guy's vocals too. I love his vocals, man. He's got crazy energy, man. I'd love to talk to that guy, have a beer with him sometime, man.
What's your like preference when it comes to heavy vocals, then? Is it like that kind of more pitched, like shouty kind of stuff?
I'll go back, like I said, like the punk rock and hardcore. I've always been like a shouter, I guess you could say. And I like variations. Like I like it when it goes up and down and up and down. When people like death metal and stuff like that, when people are just always the same tone, it kind of bores me. Because I find it really easy to just like move with the emotion of the song. You know, I have parts in the songs that I sing it like grindcore style, I have hardcore style. Like you got to feel every riff and move with that.
Some people, when they do like harsh styles of vocals, like they'll try and sing a melody still like underneath, and other people will just kind of go like, you know, like wow, like that kind of more like formant of their mouth.
Sometimes if like there's a melodic type riff, I will move with a cadence that's like I'm singing it. But it's more the cadence than anything. The delivery is always going to be just
noise.
Yeah.
No, it's interesting. It's always pretty cool to see how different people approach, you know, these different kinds of things. Because, like, they're all correct. You can do them in any way, and it will just give a completely different, like, texture or style or swagger to whatever you're pulling off.
Absolutely, man. And, like, I don't really listen to too much heavy music when I'm in a heavy project, because I don't want to be influenced too much by other artists and what they're doing. So, like, when we were recording this, like, I was just talking about Ills. I just discovered them maybe about a month ago. But mostly what I listen to in my personal life is like hip hop, oldies, stuff like that. I love CCR, I love Roy Orbison, stuff like that, man. And I think that like it just gives me more of a open approach when I'm hitting the song.
Just an observation. Every member of your band has a very similar looking beard and mustache. Do you know why that is? Is that a coincidence or like intentional?
It's definitely not intentional, man. That's fucking funny. I don't know, man. Maybe it's in the water in Montreal or something, man. I don't know what it is, but we all come from different like backgrounds and stuff like that. So I don't know. We have good lettuce on our chins, man.
I mean, it's cool. It's an aesthetic. It's consistent. You've got good branding. And then the last question I usually tend to ask people is just, what's a band that you think is absolutely killing it right now that nobody's talking about? And you can't say Ills, because we just talked about them.
Gorlush?
Really?
I'm really digging your guys' stuff too, man. I also just discovered it recently.
That's very kind of you.
Actually, I'll give a shout out to Bleeding Out too. Those guys, I really, really like their new album from Toronto, I believe. It's a really good album.
Cool. Well, thank you very much. Again, you can go check out the new Cell Press EP. I think it's just on Bandcamp, but it's also on Spotify and stuff.
Yeah, it's on all like Apple, like all the streaming platforms, and nofuneral.ca and ancienttemplerecordings.bigcartel.com. You can buy physical copies there as well.
Hey, we're label mates. That's sick.
Yeah. Let's go, baby. When are we hitting the road?
2021.
I really do hope to play a show with you guys.
Thank you very much for coming on. Again, check out the EP. Just dropped on Bandcamp or on Spotify. It's just Cell Press. I think it's self-titled. And hopefully we'll see you guys sometime in the next year. Either at a show, on a tour, another release. There's a split coming soon. Stay tuned for that.
First beer's on me, Noah.
I'm holding you to it.
For sure, brother.
Take care.
Thanks, man. Cheers.
Cell Press right there. Piss Police, the first track off of their self-titled EP. Super nice guys. I think they're sick. You should definitely check them out. Check out that EP. It's pretty cool. Although you've technically heard the entire thing on the show so far, so, you know. Up next, we've got Ills, as we talked about previously. I love these guys. I think they're super cool. Great band from where I'm from. This is White Meat off of Curse. Metallic Montreal, CKUT 90.3 FM.
Come on, it's love.
vile creatures, you who has never slapped off of glory, glory, apathy took helm. And before that, Kennedy, another Montreal staple, Heavy Breathing, a single they dropped last year that was pretty cool. Before that, Ills, White Meat off of Curse, again, not a Canadian band, sue me. This next one is, though, this is Panzerfaust, The Faustian Pact, off of, what is this record even called? This is like a part two of something. Here we go. The Sons of Perdition, Chapter 2, Render Unto Eden. These titles are ridiculous. I'm your host, Noah the Bastard Child, sitting in here for Metallic Montreal, the world's heaviest radio show. Without further ado, Panzerfaust.
Yeah.
You know what's better than an 8-minute long song? 2 8-minute long songs. Here we go. Primitive Man, The Lifer. primitive man, holding out that note for as long as they possibly can. The Lifer off of Immersion. Before that, Panzerfaust, the Faustian Pact. And up next, some Wake. This is going to be Entropic Cascade Failure off of Confluence. You know, the service you use at work, obviously. Metallic Montreal, CKUT.
We'll be right back.
So that was Blight scrying the Losis, the Iosis, off of Temple of Wounds. What an evil-sounding title. Ah, before that, we had Wake, Entropic Cascade Failure off of Confluence. And, of course, some Primitive Man to get us in the mood for all of that good stuff. You're tuned to Metallic Montreal on CKUT 90.3 FM with your host, Noah the Bastard Child. Usually about this time, if I run out of stuff to play, I'll just put on, like, a 20-minute long Doom song because I'm lazy. But instead, tonight, I figured, you know what, let's do something different. Let's do something interesting and unique. I'm going to play a bunch of really weird-ass, distorted-as-fuck electronica and hope that you're all into it as much as I am. But first, I got something that I know you're all going to hate. This is a 100 Gex 800 dB Cloud off of 1,000 Gex here on CKUT FM. If you don't like this kind of stuff, this is probably a good time to tune out. See you guys in 2 weeks. Or actually, no, I won't, because it's Christmas. So have a very happy holidays, and I will see you when I return. Enjoy.
He said, I love you on the plane. I said, I love you too. He said, everything's different now. Everything has changed. Always on the plane, always something new. I said, nothing's new, nothing's changed. I still need you. I'm about to hit the booth. I'm looking something new. Throw my phone into the lake, yeah. It ain't hard to quit, caring what you think, yeah. Burn me once too many times like a tree, yeah. And I'm sputtering it down on your screens, yeah.
My face is the front of shop. My face is the real shop front. My shop is the face I front. I'm real when I shop my face. Front. I'm real, I shot my face. I front, front. I'm mean when I shut my face.
Yeah.